The Mishnah begins, Yuma, Shivas Yomim Kodi Yomim Kippurim, Mafrishin Koin Gol Bebeso Liskos Farhedrin Shiva Mikdash. Musaktim Lo Koin Ache Tachtov. And the Gemara has discussion what's the source of this halacha, of the Hafrasha. And also we have a halacha of Hafrasha also by the Koin Hasori for Sapporo. And there's a machlokes about this between Rabbi Yochanan and the Mishlokesh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the source for the Hafrasha's Koin Gadol is learned from the Hafrasha in the Meha Meluin of Aaron Ubonov. Kasha Osa B'yom Hazer, Tziva Hashem Lasos L'chapa Alechem, Lasos Eilu Maise Pora, L'chapa Eilu Maise Yom Kippur. However, Mishlokesh learns it from a different source, namely from Sinai, because it says, Vayashkein Kvod Hashem Al HaSinai V'chaseu HaAnon Sheshes Yomin V'yikra El Moshe B'yom HaShvi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe and calls him in on the seventh day. And this is, the Gemara says, according to Shlokas, a binyan av, shekola nichnas b'machin eshchina ton prisha shisha. So I've said the chayde in the machlois between Yochanan and Shlokas, it's not just different in the mock or the halacha, what's the nature of the hafrasha? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it from the Miluim, the hafrasha is halacha in the Heksha Avoda on Yom Kippur, certainly on the Lechatchila level. But according to Mishlokish, who learns it from Sinai, the halacha is halacha in Knisa Lemikdash, in Heta Knisa Lemikdash. And Sinai had a din of Mikdash, as is clear from the Gemara. The Gemara learns certain halachas that Paleta Sheikh Vazer is also Lavo La Mikdash, and that's learned from Sinai. So you see that Sinai has a locha of, since the Shechina was Shori during Matan Torah, has a locha of Mikdash, and the Heta to be Nichnas La Mikdash, Lifnim, requires that Hafrasha of Shiva Yomim. And it could be, that the halacha of Hafrasha Lagabe, in terms of this halacha, the hafrasha of the Kohen Hasori for Sapporo, according to Shlokish, is only drabonin, because his mocker is really from Sinai. And the Gemara says it's only a mila. And it could be that, however, that there's a chalois hafrash midiraisa by Knis Lemikdash. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it hafrasha from the Miluim, in other words, that it could be that hafrasha, maybe there's a chalois or ki midiraisa in that. Now, it's clear that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha of Hafrasha is l'chatchila, not b'yevet, even if it's a kim d'yuraisa, because we see that the coin that the Mesakin, the coin Hasheni, he doesn't require Hafrasha, and if the first coin became posel, he would do the avodah in his place, and still he didn't have Hafrasha Zion. So you see that it's only a din l'chatchila. But nonetheless, it could be that the halacha of Hafrasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is halacha in the Shem Koyin, as relates to the halacha of Kohuna Gdola, for Avodah Shem Kippurim, requires that he should be Mukhshla Avodah, and through this Hafrasha. And you can see that there's a special Chaloshem Koyin Gadol, as relates to Yom Kippurim, that requires special Hafrasha, at least on the Lechatchila level, and because it may be that the Koyin Gadol on Yom Kippur, of course, every other coin is considered a zar, l'gavi avodas hayom, except for the coin gadol. But the coin gadol, the Rav said, has a special status, as it says in the Tak Konanta, tachas aron migizo yamod l'sharis lafanecha b'yom haslicha, that it sounds that the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, it's not just he goes in as Kohen Gadol, but Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes in as Aaron, that he's the in place of Aaron HaKohen. And therefore, there's a special halacha for the Kohen Gadol that requires special hafrasha. And we see that there is such a concept as a lechatchila, because in general, when we appoint the Kohen Gadol, so if the one of the ways of being mechanach the Kohen Gadol is through ribui begodim, and the Rambam's opinion is that he's, as he says in that the Rambam says that that he does the avodah, he wears the begodim every day. As the Rambam says, Ketzed Marbin also be begodim, Love Shmona begodim postum, Vachosav Lovshum, Lamacha Shivas Yomim Yomacha Yom. Shenema Shivas Yom Yilashim Hakoin Tachtav Mibonav, Ugashem Shivi begodim Shiva Kach Meshicha, Vashem Shiva Yom Acha Yom. Vim Ova Kodim Shivsha begodim, Kol Shiva, O Kodim Shimosha, Kol Shiva Avodosak Sheva, Hovin Israba, O Nimshach Pam Achas, Nasa Koin Godl Kol Dova. So you see with the Rambam is in Klea Mikdash, that even that there's lechatchila in the Shem Kohen, so even though he could do avoda after putting on the Ches B'Godim one time, but lechatchila he doesn't do the avoda till he puts it on 7 days. And actually, the Ravid is masik on this. The Ravid says that he could do avoda during those 7 days, but nonetheless, you see from the Rambam that lechatchila There's a Shem, especially according to the Ravid, you see this, because the Ravid says, Nisrava Shivan Venimshach Shiva, the Meina Shiva Chatchila. The Ravid says it's only for Avodas Yom Kippurim. But Lavodas Osam Hayom and Bechol Yom Ovid Bishmon Begodim. So you see, according to the Ravid, there's a Chatchila of the Ribu Begodim that is specific to Avodas Yom Kippurim, and it's only Yom Kippur that he can't do the avoda in between, and that's because of the shame, as I said before. The Rav said because there's a special shame Kohen Gadol as relates to the avoda of Yom Kippur, because he's Omei Tachas Aaron.